Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting on the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Gloria Sarmiento, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Friday, April 4, 2025. We'll have news, sports, we'll have a feature on the music and the history of arguably the most popular rock band from Argentina, Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, is a group that's mainly known as Los Redondos, that is not super popular beyond Argentina in the way that Soda Stereo is, but within the country is the group that gathered the biggest crowds, even though they disbanded several years ago. Super popular band that has achieved a cult status over the years, and we'll be devoting several minutes of our show to their history and their music today. We'll also have something on Mafalda, the iconic cartoon character created by Kino in the early 1960s that became a global phenomenon and is one of the cultural symbols of Argentina. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are at the EXA. And let me remind you that this show is aired on the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency 5850 and also via internet through our webpage, rai.com.ar. You can find our shows uploaded there as podcasts, and you can also listen to us via our app for mobile devices. That's called Digital RAE, and you can find it for Android and Apple phones. All right, we are now ready for the news. These are the headlines. The Senate rejects Supreme Court nominees proposed by President Javier Milei. Milei announces norm changes in response to Trump's tariffs. Brazil faces another dengue outbreak after closing 2024 with over 6 million cases. Volkswagen will invest $500 million in Argentina. Sports. In the Copa Sudamericana, Lanús draws against Venezuela's Puerto Cabello. And these are the news. The Senate has rejected the government's candidate for Argentina's Supreme Court. Late last night, the upper house voted down the bids of judges Ariel Lijo and Manuel García Mancilla. The government had initially nominated them 9 months ago and later appointed them by decree amid delays in parliamentary confirmation. Now the Senate has definitely turned down both appointments, 43 votes against Lijo and 50 against García Mancilla. The bids were rejected by included lawmakers from Peronist coalition Unión por la Patria, as well as members of the UCR and even the PRO, the latter, the political force headed by former President Mauricio Macri, that is usually aligned with the ruling party. This casts uncertainty on García Mancilla's case, as he had already taken his oath and joined the court on a temporary commission that expires on November 30. And the government asked him to remain in office until then. However, a judge has issued an injunction ordering him to refrain from ruling on court matters. The presidential office rejected the Senate's decision, calling it an obstructionist move. A statement from the administration says the Senate's vote reflects the politicization of the judiciary, which it described as a threat to democracy. We'll be right back. President Javier Milei has announced legal reforms in response to Donald Trump's new levies on imported goods. He said Argentina would adjust its regulations to meet the requirements of the tariff proposal. Mr. Milei made this statement during a political event at Mar-a-Lago, Trump's residence in the U.S. At the American Patriots Gala, he was presented with the Lion of Liberty Award. According to the event's organizers, Mr. Milei was honored for, quote-unquote, promoting liberty, free market economics, and conservative values. Trump has set a 10% tariff on Argentine goods, which is the lowest rate under his proposed global import scheme. Brazil is facing a dengue outbreak for the second consecutive year. Official data shows over 170,000 cases and 38 deaths in January alone. Last year, the country saw a record 6.5 million infections and 6,000 deaths. A vaccination campaign using Kudenga, which is developed by Japan's Takeda, is underway. Currently, it's being offered for free only to children aged 10 to 14, the group most affected by the Aedes aegypti mosquito-borne virus. To expand coverage, the government and private sector are developing a domestically produced vaccine. It's called Butantan DV, and it will be the world's first single-dose dengue vaccine, though it's not expected until next year. Volkswagen plans to invest $580 million in Argentina to produce a new pickup truck. Representatives from the German automaker share the plan with officials from President Javier Milei's government during a meeting in Buenos Aires. The investment will support production of a new version of the Amarok at Volkswagen plant in Pacheco, Buenos Aires province. According to the company, the vehicle is specifically designed for the South American market and will be sold only in the region. And now, sports. In the Copa Sudamericana, Lanús draws against Venezuela's Puerto Cabello. Lanús managed to come away with a draw in Venezuela against the locals. The Argentine team was down 2-0 and playing with 10 men after one of them was shown a red card. But they managed to tie it choo-choo just before the final whistle. It's a draw that feels like a win as Lanús continues its new Sudamericana campaign. The Buenos Aires province club has won the tournament in 2013, finished runner-up in 2020, and then reached the semifinals last year. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, a feature on Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, mainly known as Los Redondos, the, in my opinion, most popular group, rock group ever in the history of Argentina. But that will be after an anniversary linked to music that we'd like to mark on this April the 4th. 6 years ago, Alberto Cortés passed away at the age of 79, a very popular Argentine-born singer who made his career in Spain mainly, but became popular on both sides of the Atlantic. He had a very kind of cheerful, optimistic, and very touching, emotional repertoire that really touched the hearts of many Spanish speakers. And this is one of his many hits. A song that is called A Partir de Mañana. As from tomorrow, or starting tomorrow, I'm going to start living a different, better life. That's basically the gist behind this track by Alberto Cortés that we are playing on the occasion of his death anniversary on April 4, 2019. And after that, a feature on Los Redondos.
Mañana empezaré a vivir la mitad de mi vida. A partir de mañana empezaré a morir la mitad de mi muerte. A partir de mañana empezaré a volver de mi viaje de ida. A partir de mañana empezaré a medir cada golpe de suerte. A partir de mañana empezaré a vivir una vida más sana. Es decir que mañana empezaré a rodar por mejores caminos. El tabaco mejor y también, ¿por qué no?, las mejores manzanas. La mejor diversión y en la mesa mejor, el mejor de los vinos. Hasta el día de hoy solo fui lo que soy, aprendiz de Quijote. He podido luchar y hasta a veces ganar sin perder el bigote. Ahora debo pensar que no pueden dejar de sonar las campanas, aunque tenga que hacer más que hoy que ayer, a partir de mañana. Si a partir de mañana decidiera vivir la mitad de mi muerte, o a partir de mañana decidiera morir la mitad de mi vida, a partir de mañana debería aceptar que no soy el más fuerte, que no tengo valor ni pudor de ocultar mis más hondas heridas. Si a partir de mañana decidiera vivir una vida tranquila y dejara de ser soñador para ser un sujeto más serio, todo el mundo mañana me podría decir: se agotaron tus pilas, te has quedado sin luz, ya no tienes valor, se acabó tu misterio. Hasta el día de hoy solo fui lo que soy, aprendiz de Quijote. He podido luchar y hasta a veces ganar sin perder el bigote. Ahora debo pensar que no pueden dejar de sonar las campanas, aunque tenga que hacer más que hoy que ayer, a partir de mañana. Cada golpe de suerte empezaré a medir a partir de mañana. De mi viaje de ir empezaré a volver a partir de mañana. La mitad de mi muerte empezaré a morir a partir de mañana. La mitad de mi vida empezaré a vivir a partir de mañana.
And international breaking news, mankind, an intellectual agenda. The name of the proposal, Rye.
Okay, folks, let us do one of our regular musical profiles. And today I have the pleasure of introducing, no doubt at all, the most popular band in Argentine rock history, Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota.
Thank you.
We're listening to a song from the first album by Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, issued in 1985, called Gulp, Super Lógico. The band is from the capital of Buenos Aires province, the city of La Plata. They were formed in the year 1976, and they started performing in underground theaters as part of a multicultural experience that not only included music but also theater, performance, dance, and also rock. We are presenting the music and the history of Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, mainly known as Los Redondos, simply Los Redondos. This is from their second album, Música para Pastillas, from the year 1986. The record is called October, and that song translates as Music for Pills. Los Redondos on the airwaves of RAE. Los Redondos, as I said, were formed in 1976 in the city of La Plata. They started playing in underground theaters of La Plata and Buenos Aires and other cities. Their first gig in the capital of Argentina was in 1978, and by the early 1980s, by word of mouth, their popularity started to increase, and they were rewarded with some airtime on Buenos Aires FM stations. Gulp, their first studio album, was released in 1984, was totally financed by the group's earnings. They did all of their career without the support of any record label. They are the par excellence Argentine rock independent band. They did this with their first album, Gulp, in 1984, and they kept on doing that for the practically 30 years the band was together. The second album, as I said, was October, and the third is one called Bang Bang Estás Liquidado, which is Bang, You Are Done, You Are Terminated, You Are Killed, which many consider to be the best album in the history of the group, filled with hits that became classics, stadium anthems of Los Redondos, such as this, Esta Estrella Era Mi Lujo, Esa Estrella Era Mi Lujo, which translates exactly as That Star Is My Luxury. Los Redondos, a musical profile on the airwaves of RAE. We'll be right back.
nada más, solo un buen gesto.
That Star Was My Luxury by Los Redondos, whose full name, as I already mentioned, is Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, which is Patricio Rey, it's a name and a surname, fictional one, and it's Ricota pastries or Ricota sweets. And this is because when they started performing in the late 1970s, as I said, it was a multi-experience thing. There were people dancing, there were people acting, and they would play. It was a multi-artistic thing, in which a woman called Patricia Rey cooked ricotta sweets, and she would hand them over to the audience. And this is the genesis of the name, from the name of the cook. Well, not even a cook, but woman who made these sweets, made of ricotta. They created this fictional character, who's the like the father of the band. It's a mythical figure that doesn't exist, a mentor, guide for the band, and not only for the band, but for the bands, plural, or las bandas, which is the name by which the fans of Los Redondos, that did nothing but grow over the years in numbers, became to be known. As I said, originally they were an underground group, but by word of mouth, their popularity in the 1980s, always in an underground circuit, increased until they reached the level of myths, that the people started talking about their concerts being something special, something unusual in the world of rock, something very mystical. Not because they talk or do anything occult or dark magic, but because there was kind of a sense of belonging and being isolated from mainstream that really, really boosted the myth. And in that context, the number of fans started to grow and grow and grow until there were many. And over the years, they became known as Las Bandas. It was in their fourth album, Un Bayón para el Ojo Idiota, that Los Redondos dedicated a song to their fans, known as Las Bandas. And that's their song. Go forth, bandas!
Radares militares, vamos las bandas. pagando por el miedo? ¿Y cuánto vale todo lo registrado? Si el sueño llega tan mal que te condena.
Go Bandas, Go Bands, the song Los Redondos dedicated to their fans that by the late 1980s were many, but they still could go a step higher in the early 1990s with their fifth album that really was the commercial breakthrough for them. La Mosca y la Sopa, The Fly and the Soup, gave Los Redondos the massive status they enjoy still today with songs like this. A song called Un Poco de Amor Francés that began to be played in clubs, in parties, weddings, celebrations, became part of the songbook, of the staples of celebrations. Before they released this album, La Mosca y la Sopa, there was a very tragic incident, not only for Los Redondos, but for the whole rock scene of Argentina. In April 1991, they were about to perform at the Obras Sanitarias Stadium in Buenos Aires, and a fan, Walter Bulacio, who was waiting to go into the venue to see the concert, was arrested by the police and he was brutalized. He died as a result of the injuries. Nobody has been properly convicted for this crime, but this really was the end of innocence for Los Redondos, concerts became a little more violent because of clashes between the fans and the police, that many times would provoke the fans and they were not behaving in the best way. And that's when the band started playing in the interior, in smaller venues, to avoid attracting so much attention as they would in large cities like Buenos Aires. For most of the 1990s, they did not perform again in Buenos Aires. And amid that period, they released their only double album called Lobo Suelto and Cordero Atado, released in the year 1993, which was a success, another commercial success, and really established them as one of the number one bands in Argentina. This is a track from that double album, Lobo Suelto and Cordero Atado, entitled Yo Caníbal, Los Redondos on Riot. With Yo Caníbal, I Cannibal, from their 1993 album Lobo Suelto, Loose Wolf, and Tied Up Sheep is the name of that double album. That was followed by three more records in 1996, in 1998, and in 2001. By the time they disbanded in 2001, they had started performing, experimenting with the electronic music, with samplers and that sort of stuff. Hardcore traditional fans did not like that very much. It usually happens when bands start to experiment like that. The old timers, the old time fans, the first fans, they are not very open to those changes. Well, that happened to Los Redondos, who performed in a series of big stadiums in the second half of the 1990s, until they returned to Buenos Aires to perform in River Plate Stadium, the largest in the city, for 140,000 people. That was in the year 2000. And in 2001, they played for the last time in Córdoba, at the Chateau Carreras, soon after they announced the disbandment of the band due to, well, tensions between the leader, Carlos Solari, main lyricist, and also the main guitarist, the lead guitarist, Kai Bailinson. Both of them went on their separate ways with solo careers. But still today, people dream of the band reuniting once again. It's going to be like 15 years almost since they disbanded. And everybody wants to go to a concert of Los Redondos again to listen to this, their most popular song, Hee Hee Hee, which is from October Disc. Some say this is the song that generates the largest pogo in the world because of people going crazy, jumping and pushing each other in the stadium. That's how the leader of Los Redondos, El Indio Solari, called this moment of the concert, which is always the closure, the final song of the Redondos concerts. And also of Solari as a soloist is this song called Hee Hee Hee, which also marks the end of this musical profile on Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota on RAE.
India, China, Iceland, Morocco, England. These are but a few of RAE's many ports of call. The international service of the Argentine Radio.
Let's share now a cover of a classic early rock and roll song, Blue Suede Shoes. This song has been versioned by so many artists, starting by Elvis Presley, whose rendition may be the most famous, even though it was recorded by its writer, Carl Perkins. And this classic was also versioned in Spanish by an Argentine rocker of the first generation of Argentine rock. I'm talking of the mid-1960s. Mauricio Viravent, whose stage name is Moris. So there it goes, Blue Suede Shoes, which in Spanish is Zapatos de Gamuza Azul.
Asesinar todo mi dinero me puedo robar, mi coche nuevo puede chocar, pero pero por favor no me pises nunca mis zapatos, zapatos de gamuza azul. Y no me pises jamás mis zapatos de gamuza azul. Me puede matar, también asesinar, todo mi dinero me puede robar. Zapatos de gamuza azul. Y no me pise jamás mis zapatos de gamuza azul. Mañana muy temprano voy a trabajar. Al lío en la oficina con el jefe principal. Bailé un rock and roll y me quisieron echar. Pero lo que nunca lograrán es pisarme mis zapatos. Zapatos de gamuza azul. Y no me pise jamás mis zapatos de gamuza azul.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents 10 Argentine people who impressed the world. Mafalda, the girl that thinks, claims and dreams.
Atención, apunten, canten, desarrúguense, florezcan, desabróchense la risa.
One day, in March 1962, Mafalda was born. A character created for an advertisement, which would become a cartoon in 1964. The cartoon magazines had a large tradition in Argentina, associated to critical and political humor. They had already appeared in the 19th century, but none of their characters was a child, and least of all, a girl.
Atención, alumbren, nazcan, desbarátense, ofrezcan.
What was expected of a girl in the 60s? That she went to primary school, then to secondary school, to get trained as a teacher, and that she got married and had her own family. Exceptionally, a woman could follow a professional career that kept her away from marriage and children. That universe, already in conflict, the questioning of the role of housewife versus a working out woman, and many other paradigms born in the aftermath of the Second World War, fed the character of Mafalda. Quino, whose real name is Joaquín Lavado, not only struck the attention of readers with a character like this, but also filled Mafalda and her friends with the most bitter criticisms of the political and social situation in Argentina and the world. The fact that Mafalda started in 1964 and ended in 1973 is quite surprising. Dozens of millions of people think that Mafalda's arguments are still as contemporary as if Quino had written them for the occasion. Quino never suspected, when he created the character, that the musing of these children would be translated into 26 languages. Japanese, Italian, Portuguese, Greek, French, Dutch, to name a few.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos.
¿Vas a leer?
Sí, un ratito.
Acuérdate que mañana tenemos que madrugar. Hay que llevar a Mafalda a la escuela.
Joaquinito, Quinito, or Quino appeared in the cartoon to interpret Mafalda's friends as the need arose. Felipe first, Manolito, Susanita, Miguelito.
Y este es el mundo de Mafalda.
And finally, Libertad, the little girl who exhibits her revolutionary and libertarian principles every time she can. The space voyages, gender equality, democracy, justice, the wars, the mass appearance of TV, peace in the world, the Beatles, urban life, rebellion, the world of business and businessmen, the most common traditions of the middle class.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found
Those and many other topics cross the universe of Mafalda, a universe which, no doubt, changed, but whose main concerns continue asking the same questions and wishing happiness to humanity. It is Mafalda who says, "And when the consumer society achieves the consumer repletion, what?" It is her who states, "This dictionary is garbage because it says that the world comes from the Latin expression mundus, and the important thing is not where it comes from, but where it is heading to." Or, "If cars want to commit suicide, it is up to them. What I do not understand is that mania they have to commit suicide when they are taking people in them." Or, "I wonder whether modern life is not more modern than life."
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea.
Mafalda readers have seen more than once that she looks for, gets worried about, and even suffers for the world peace, hunger, and illiteracy. The planet, one of Mafalda's favorite toys, had suffocated the great fire of war less than 20 years ago, and beat at the rhythm of those utopias because the good-thinking majority was pretty sure that with peace, education, and social welfare, a society without wars could be built. Without exaggeration, Mafalda could be the number one flag bearer at the United Nations, because there, the hopes of a world based on dialogue would be deposited.
Vendo este monigote, se lo vendo por dos reales. Vendo este monigote, se lo vendo por dos reales. Y si no tiene dinero, me lo paga con un baile. Y si no tiene dinero, me lo paga con un baile. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote. Cómprelo, doña Juana, que le vendo cosa buena. Cómprelo, doña Juana, que le vendo cosa buena. Se alimenta con jarabe, con batata y berenjena. Se alimenta con jarabe, con batata y berenjena. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote. monigote y ojalá que a usted le guste. Y si salta medianoche, doña Juana no se asuste. Y si salta medianoche, doña Juana no se asuste. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote. Vendo este monigote, se lo vendo por dos reales. Y si no tiene dinero, me lo paga con un baile. Y si no tiene dinero, me lo paga con un baile. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote.
In Mafalda's last cartoon, she appears asleep and smiling. It is June 1973. Argentina had just recovered democracy after elections with no bans and few days after the political prisoners were all set free. In Latin America, democracies are the rule, and the military coups that will spread the region with dictatorships had not started yet. The girl dreams, and in her dream, the world is run over by a huge demonstration, almost as if it were a premonitory nightmare of the approaching barbaric events, first in Uruguay, later in Chile, later still in Bolivia, Susanita said. Idiot, you have a nightmare and you still laugh. Mafalda, a cartoon born in the Southern Hemisphere, became the humor paradigm and critical thought, and continues representing the tenderness and the dreams that keeps her still alive. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented 10 Argentine people who impress the world. Mafalda, the girl that thinks, claims, and dreams. Script and production, Darío Burstein. Edition, Matías Arrezaigor. The voice, Miriam Turcula.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentin.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. Senate rejects Supreme Court nominees proposed by President Javier Milei. Milei announces norm changes in response to Trump's tariffs. Brazil faces another dengue outbreak after closing 2024 with over 6 million cases. Brazil faces another dengue outbreak after closing 2024 with over 6 million cases. Volkswagen to invest $500 million in Argentina. And sports. In the Copa Sudamericana, Lanús draws against Venezuela's Puerto Cabello. And with that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, in English, the international service of the Argentine Radio. This show of April 4, 2025 was brought to you by sound technician Gloria Sarmiento and host Fernando Farias, yours truly. Thank you very much for listening. Have an excellent weekend and join us on Monday for a new show of RAI. Ciao.